Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, it sounds like another sale on Shopify and the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big businesses, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online, in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey of endless possibilities. Believe me, this podcast started selling man shit, right? And today we are selling man shit. We sell mama likes. We sell I am enough. And we're not stopping there because success is a million milestones on a forever evolving path. What I love about Shopify is that it does, with us having so many different like entities that sell different things, Marcus's beard butter, man shit, my mama likes items and boxes, as well as doing different merchandise, angel wing shirts and whatnot. Shopify makes it very easy for us to just have all those businesses up and running. And we use Shopify for every single last one of our businesses. We understand the platform. It makes it easy for us to be able to communicate with our customers. And when you talk about like being able to know that you definitely fulfilled an order, to be able to make sure you got the lowest shipping rate possible for that order, I don't know if we would have been able to start these businesses without Shopify, because it made us being new entrepreneurs in the e-commerce world feel so much more confident in starting out. I love how Shopify has tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. I went from, when Mama Likes first set of boxes, I went from selling 100 boxes to the next time it was 500. And I do believe this time we might go for 1,500. So these are huge milestones, and we are able to do all those with Shopify. Like mine, Shopify powers millions of businesses from first sale to full scale. This is possibility all powered by Shopify. So go to shopify.com/argue. That's all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Right now. Also, let me just say real quick before I move on, you can reach customers online across social media platforms with an ever-growing suite of channel integration and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and more. Synchronize your online and in-person sales. Gain insight as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit, and margins, and beyond. It's more than a store. Shopify grows with you. So grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/argue right now.
Argue.
That's shopify.com/argue. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My what? Name is
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. That Chick Ain't Bow. Bow. That's what that song
I'm the other host.
Yes, of this is going to cause an argument.
You see what I said? Yeah, Patreon saw it. Nah, I'm the other host. This is going to cause an argument. Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. That Heifer. Tank of Tanks Riders. What's happening, Riders? Anyway, if this is your first time joining, this is a weekly podcast. We talk about any and everything we got dang feel like it and the stuff that our producer be telling us to talk about. Ain't that right?
Absolutely.
We are joined by...
Keep going.
We are joined by our immediate family. Mm-hmm. That's the Patreon people in Patreon. They're watching us film this live. They're watching us before we press record. They're watching the pre-arguments, the post-arguments, and the current arguments. If you want to be a part of Patreon, you can go to Patreon.com/thatchickangel. What is it? Patreon.com/thatchickangel and join Patreon. Angel is not talking right now because I told her. Hey, there you go.
I talk too much.
No, I didn't. There you go. You over talking me again. Single me out, Victory. Single me out. All I said was if Angel is telling a story, it don't have to just be on Angel the whole time because I am interacting with Angel as she's telling the story because it's a conversation with both y'all out there and me and her. So I said it don't have to be on her the whole time because naturally Angel talks a little bit more than I do. Angel, her extreme right-wing self, took that as on this particular topic because she took that as Marcus, equality for you means less for me. I was like, no, that's not what it is. So she's taking this opportunity to say as little as possible, and she still failed. No, I'm just playing.
Whatever. We got a guest in the building.
Yeah, he
today.
All up in the
Kevin,
building.
Did you need something? Oh yeah, we try to record on Mondays. You ain't gonna get it with us in here.
How you doing, Kevin? Come over here. Come on, show me some Father's Day love. You ain't putting no lotion on. Come here, babe.
We only gonna be here for an hour or two.
I was gonna say, you wanna go in the Let Us Tell It room? Oh, yeah, you need a desk because you're an executive and important.
He is.
Anyhow.
Please continue.
Where we at? Oh, and also, make sure you support our sponsors. They are also a part of this podcast. Our sponsors are the ones that you already heard from one. Mm-hmm. All right? It was Shopify. I use it when I'm selling man shit. That's manshyt.com. All this stuff comes straight from Shopify, everything I ship out. Who are the other sponsors, Angel? Go on, let them know.
HelloFresh. Pair Eyewear and BetterHelp.
Doc and BetterHelp. All right. So that is great. We got these sponsors. Make sure you hear more about these other four later on in the podcast. And make sure you support them. When you support them, you support us and you help us do all of this stuff. You help Angel get these rings and bracelets and tabs dresses.
What's next, babe?
You tell me. You looking at the
I love you carrying the episode. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's Tanksley Pride.
It's Tanksley Pride. Hey, Tanksley Pride. So, Tanksley Pride is a segment that we do. It's one of our many segments. Segment that we do, we talk about one of our four boys. Our four boys, that's what we call our Tanksley Pride. That's our sons. Angel, why don't you go ahead and give us your Tanksley Pride story?
You know, Amar is talking so much more now.
He is.
He says so much stuff. One of his favorite phrases now is, what the heck?
Yeah.
He says it often, and it trips me out because I know one day he's going to cuss, and it'll be his dad's fault. But, yeah, his vocabulary has just expounded so much. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, he has been. Have you been singling me out all this time I've been talking? Make sure you do that. Don't show Angel, just show me because I'm important. my Tanksley Pride story is actually somebody, one of the questions, we won't use it for the episode, but we will use it for this segment. One of the questions from Ty, he asked if one of our sons were to, or any of our sons.
Which one of the boys would be most successful in the entertainment industry if they decided to choose to follow in y'all's footsteps?
I would have to, in this current moment, I would have to say Kai. because I see that boy's, y'all don't see it. This boy's personality is, he's out there. His personality actually reminds me of the dress Angel got on. It's like all over the place. He will, at this point, I feel like he will say or do anything that he thinks is going to entertain himself. He don't care too much about entertaining nobody else.
That would be you.
You right. You right. That's me. Single me again, Victory. I feel like it would be Kai, though. He's more shy. He still has some shyness to him to people he don't know. But I do feel like he will come out of that, and especially with outside of, you know, people that he doesn't know. And when he does, he's going to be a force to reckon with. Now, Mars' personality still developing. Right now, he's the wildest that we've ever had. Kai developed into this personality that we're seeing right now that just is absolutely hilarious. Sai, he's a little more laid back, even though he's goofy too, but nobody outshines Kai when it comes to that in this current moment. And then Marcus, he's remained the same the entire time. He's just been very – Marcus is the reason we have three other kids, because he was so calm and collected and just laid back. You want to answer that?
Well, I disagree with you.
You disagree? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about it.
Oh, can I
say something? Yeah, yeah. Just put it on both of us, though, Victory, not just Angel.
I would say I would say it's Sai. Sai is the one that would do the best. In he has a great speaking voice. It sounds like a cartoon.
It does.
He's an amazing dancer.
His glasses.
Yes, his glasses. Oh my God. Add personality to him. He's actually interested in the performing arts. He definitely loves dance. He actually went back with me to see Little Marcus perform for a second time in his play. Mm-hmm. He knows how to. When I did my web series, Sai memorized his lines so fast. He memorized his cue line. Like, he was the one where I was just like, okay, if only one of them has to speak, it's going to be Sai, because he'll remember what to say and he'll say it. And sure enough, when we were doing the table read, the run-through, when he heard his cue line, boom, he was on it. Mm. So I think it's definitely Sai. The only reason why Sai and Kai aren't in the entertainment business right now is because of Kai being a jerk like his daddy. And being like, I'm not here to entertain.
He ain't been put on the spot like that in a while, though, has he?
He will do it for me.
When she means that, meaning that when they were younger, they would be so shy. So in commercial auditions, Kai would shut down.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
And wouldn't do anything. But that's why I said, if he remains on this current trajectory that he's on, that's why I say, because Sai is like, same person child you see on camera is who you see off camera. Kai is a complete, if we can get that off camera Kai on the camera, that's why I say he would definitely be.
Yeah. No, he could be great. I think Kai will, modeling will be his thing. Where Sai, when it comes to entertainer, is the question that Ty asked. Mm. Kai's got, Sai's the one with the juice. Little Marcus ain't too far behind.
I would say he is, just because of the age difference and where they currently at.
Yeah.
Like, we were to put them in front of the camera, all three of them.
Yeah, Marcus has some natural funny. Oh no, Sai said something funny when we were playing Uno.
He did. What did he say? Oh, he was low key trash talking.
Oh, what low key? It was high key. Marcus was like, I'm guessing we'll have to do that right
now.
Yeah,
there. We were all talking, and it's like, okay, so we're gonna do this, and all right, I don't like that color, so I'm gonna change it back to green.
And he was like, well, that doesn't work for me, so I'm like,
I'm gonna change it, and then I'm gonna make you draw two, Daddy.
He's hilarious. He is. He's funny. He's just an emotional baby.
No, he's emotional. That's probably will help too. But even Kai the other day, what did he say? We asked him something and he didn't know. He was like, I actually don't even know what I was about to talk about.
You're like, okay, all right. Well, what's next, honey?
No, I don't like this. You go. Go. No, we're about to be sitting in silent. All right.
Come on. It's time for Hot Tanksley Take.
Hot Tanksley Take. Hot Tanksley Take. What is that where I give my unpopular opinion?
Yes, babe.
on something. So I never know what this is, y'all. Angel springs it on me, and I basically just give my dislikes about this topic. I never know what it is. I hear it the same time as y'all do. So what is it?
Marriage.
What's to like about it? I mean, hey, you got these women, they controlling. You understand? No, marriage. What is my dislike about marriage is you can't always say exactly what you want. Mm. You got to be careful. With other people, I don't care about people's feelings. I don't give a damn about nobody's feelings. I hurt your feelings. My bad. I didn't mean to. I didn't do it on purpose. But I, you know, you'll be fine. I can't do that with Angel. So I got to, it's not that I walk on the eggshells, but I have to go into this deep thought process, and I got to think about all the outcomes and what it is that I'm actually trying to say versus what might come out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, see, I just caught it. But this is 15 years of marriage right here. This is 17 years in a relationship. That's what that just did. Caught myself. I'm going to swallow them words. You will never, ever know.
I would love to hear. Give me the edited version of what you caught.
No, I don't have one.
Oh.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Yes, you
lying were. in a marriage will do you just now.
I would love, what's the edited version?
I ain't got no edited version. I was about to give an example of something, but I was like, no, because if I give that as just as an example and nothing else, it's going to be taken at, fellas, listen to me. Listen to me. It's going to be taken as, oh, so is that how you feel? No, that was just an example. That's not how I feel about that. That's why I caught myself.
You could
agree. Doctor Strange, 14 million possibilities. There was no good outcome, so I swallowed that.
There were several good outcomes.
No, not after I said it.
There were several good outcomes of other things you
could. It's like, hey, you like these nails? I mean, like, the other ones were great. Those, do you like them? Yeah, I love them. Good. I like them. However, if I were to be honest about some nails, and you know I like these, I'd be like, nah, they ugly. I don't even like that color. It's awful. They too long. They too short. The color's too bright. It's too dull. They don't match your lipstick that you're wearing. You probably should have changed something before you asked. Any of those possibilities. Can't just say that. I got to think through it before I actually say it.
Long story short, he's mean.
You knew this before we got married. So who makes bad decisions in this?
So that's the biggest thing. You can't say the things that you want to say.
Everything else is absolutely perfect.
You want to say them. Wow, that's got to be hard.
It's not hard.
It's not?
No, it's not the way I want to say it. I just have to I have to be careful in how I say it because I've learned through my 40 years on this planet that I can be too blunt sometimes.
Hmm.
And I learned that while married. I'm like, you're right. So let me think through. You can't just be an idiot and just saying whatever's on your brain. You know, people say, I just say what's on my mind. Shut up. Don't do that. Nobody cares. You got to approach things with some tact. You got to take things into consideration. Just because you think it don't mean you got to be unfiltered all the time with everybody.
Come on with the words. As Melissa Fredericks would say, hello. Fresh is our next sponsor for today's podcast. Y'all, we love HelloFresh at our house. It is why my children get homemade meals. It's because HelloFresh is helping a girl out over here. HelloFresh delivers quality produce from the farm to your door in less than a week so you can savor the summer flavors right at home. It's foolproof step-by-step recipes means a joyful cooking experience, a stress-free summer. Plus, HelloFresh cuts back on the time spent in the kitchen with meals ready in around 30 minutes or less. Discover seasonal summer recipes like cucumber salad stuffed pita pockets, chicken sausage stuffed peppers, and Tuscan spice shrimp, and so much more. You can also check out HelloFresh Market for a curated selection of quick breakfast, lunches, sides, snacks, desserts, and more. It's a one-stop shop for all your mealtime needs. Y'all already know we love HelloFresh. Like, there is no way around it. Y'all have heard other people say we've seen the boxes. We've seen the recipe cards. We be cooking it.
People show up to our house and be like, So y'all really be like, yes, we actually use this.
In the vlog, you see Amar helping me make salsa. He was stirring that thing up because we cook it. The kids know. The kids love picking out which food we're going to eat for the day. So, and there are times where I cook more than one meal in a day because I'll be like, you know what, we're going to have this dinner for lunch and then another dinner for dinner. So go to HelloFresh.com/RU16.
RU16.
And use code RU16.
RU16.
For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, that's go to HelloFresh.com/RU16.
RU16.
Use code RU16.
RU16.
For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. The AC just turned on so loud.
Well, now this vent is mostly closed up, so you're hearing the air can't get through.
Yes. Is it always this closed?
I don't know.
It sounds like a hot air balloon taking off. That is how loud it is. Oh, dear God. Okay, so is that it? It's just having to have a filter. That's the only...
Not having to have a filter. Just knowing you need a filter sometimes. I know you don't always say... When I say something, you just be like, so...
I tell you exactly everything the way I want to say it. Every single time.
Uh-huh. Every time. Sure you do. I've seen you bite your tongue. It's like, this dumbass boy.
Never have I thought that and not said it. Every time I've thought it.
Now I know you lying.
I would say the thing that's trash about marriage is having to consider someone else's opinion. Like, it's so... Like,
Ugh. Yeah. So you really thinking, so what do you think? I don't know if I care what you think. You know, my goddamn you and your stupid opinion.
When I honestly want your opinion, I love having it to bounce ideas off of because it is an iron sharpens iron situation. But then there are times where it's just like, I really have a decision already made up in my mind, but I need to make sure you know that your say-so is also important, even though it's not.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I know. When it comes to cars and guns with you, like, I
wouldn't even take it that far. Just in everyday stuff. It's just like, I got to ask you your opinion. Do I care? No. But I'm going to ask you because I respect you, which is stupid.
Right.
But what do you think, babe?
It was just like, he did not want to hear my opinion on him getting Halo. So that was what he asked for Father's Day, was me not to give it.
That was literally the Father's Day gift that year was, hey, I'm about to buy this old school Mustang. My only gift that I ask from you is, I don't want your opinion on it. And Angel didn't say nothing, hardly anything.
And then he had a
problem. Like a couple of days. She was silent. Finally, I was like, what? No, she was like, nope, I'm going to respect your wishes.
He was like, you ain't going to be like, tell me that you think it's nice or nothing like it. When we first saw it, Si was the only one who gave him the juice.
Oh my God, this is beautiful. That's exactly what he said.
And I was just like, it is a car.
That's what she
said. It is a car. Yes, it is.
I was like, oh, well.
You still got it. You still got it. Oh, real quick before we go into the main topic for today, I would love for you to tell them a little bit about your Father's Day and your Father's Day gifts and stuff.
It was Father's Day this past week when the rest of y'all seeing this. It was great. I enjoyed it. They got... Let me let you know how petty Angel is. They got me another Samsung tablet. My Samsung tablet that I've been using is literally the first Samsung tablet. It's the Tab S. It was the largest that they had at the time.
I got that for many, many, many Father's
Day ago. Marcus was a baby.
Yeah, I was about to say, we did not have the twins when I got him this tablet.
Yeah. And it got to the point, still works perfectly fine, just takes a little time to turn on. And then after it turns on,
it takes about 20 minutes to turn on.
Literally, you got to turn it on, let it turn all the way on, and then you got to come back and then, you know, unlock it and then let all the updates and emails and everything sync. It's a whole thing. Just turn it on, do that, and then walk off, fix yourself some food.
Go work out.
Maybe. Fix a meal. And then come back, and it's ready to go after that. It's good to go. The other part is the case for it. the case is deteriorating.
What is seborrheic dermatitis? It has psoriasis.
Just flaking. That's what it's case. And I actually, a couple months, probably about 6 months ago, I tried to buy another case for it. There are none available.
Because it's that old. Doesn't exist anymore.
The size exists. It's the...
where the cameras
Where the camera, the buttons and all that has completely changed. It's actually thinner than the new one. So, couldn't even find a case for it. But they got me a new tablet. I'm very excited about
it. Why am I petty for that?
Because you know I was perfectly fine with my tablet. She said, if I got to watch you, it was for her. If I got to watch you turn this thing on one more time, just for that, I'm going to keep using it. That was what you said when I opened it.
I know, but that's your problem with everything. Marcus wants to continue to use things past. I'm talking about past its actual real usable point. Our housekeepers were over here struggling with a vacuum Marcus would not let me get rid of.
Because ain't nothing wrong with it. Victory about to take the whole apartment and use it. Well, Victory, look, she happy.
Be prepared to
let me tell you something.
And for it to have.
No, you just got to change the bag. That's why I said use the other one. That's the only reason you got to change that bag out. It's full.
Stankin' and it don't pick up nothing.
It picks up everything. When you change that bag, that thing used to lift the carpet off the floor at the other house.
Used to, yeah.
It still will.
I used to lift a lot of it.
Danger. Oh, okay. Nothing? See that?
You already let it slip.
No, but ain't nothing wrong with that. Every now and then, the belt will slip off. You just got to take the little thing off, put the belt back on. You good to go. Why are you going to spend another $200-$300 on a vacuum?
He was like, if
I still got that blender.
Are you sure?
Angel, if that blender's gone,
think that blender don't work no more.
It does work.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
It better be at the house, and I guarantee you it works.
I don't know if it's still at the house.
That's my mama blender. If that blender is gone,
I did not throw it away. You know I'm about to drill
some holes in some shit.
Marcus, if the blender is gone,
that means you threw it away.
No, Marcus, that means you threw it away.
Patreon, y'all follow up. If that blender ain't in the house, y'all gonna see some entertainment. I'm gonna put it on Patreon too.
And see, this is the reason why I know I didn't throw it away because
you threatened to throw it away too many times.
But no, you throw it away.
It is there because BJ used it when they were here.
That's what I'm saying.
He was making daiquiris.
It worked. It
I got videos of him using it. It didn't leak. You just didn't know how to use it. You got to hang it off at one side.
I don't ever use it. I have my
Angie got all these little fake little plastic blenders. I got the original GE blender. Got the push button on it and the push button stop.
It's a hard glass.
That thing will blend
container.
A body. You understand me? That's why I like it. The new blenders ain't going to do that.
Blend a body.
Back to what I was saying about the vacuums.
Chunks of ice in your smoothie.
That's why you got to shake it a little. Everybody know you got to shake the blender. Anyway, that's why I got another Bissell. Them GE blenders and that Bissell will outlast you and everybody in your family. Include my Samsung. Well, yeah, my Samsung was good too. I just needed a new one. Camera was a little old. Anyway, that was Angel's petty gift, but I love it. I'm glad they got there for me. She also, the kids, Marcus got me. I almost broke.
I know.
Almost broke. Marcus, he wanted to get me a model car just like my old school. And I guess he told Angel too late, so they weren't able to get the year and everything. So he got a similar model and painted it the same color. And I know he thought about that. So when he gave it to me, I was like, oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Woo, that'll do it.
He was like, I want daddy to have like a model of Halo to put on his desk in the office. And I was like, well, boy, shoot. I was like, I can't get that done now. And I said, well, let's look through this store to see if we can find something similar. And when we found the Mustang and it was a 65 instead of a 69, little Marcus was like, but I can paint it. And I'm down for good arts and crafts. So I was like, well, let's go to the paint section. He got the paint, and he sat there. It was on, I can't remember what day it was, but he went into his room. He laid out something on his desk.
Mm-hmm. He painted and everything. It looks good. Mm-hmm. And
I said, now get ready to watch the new music video that we made for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I said, nope. Nope. We ain't doing it.
Because that would have broke him.
We ain't doing it.
In half. Oh, don't worry. Another one's coming. Videos.
You got one more in you.
Amar's
that's it.
Never done one.
Mm-hmm. That's the last one.
You can't tell me.
It's going to be the last one I watch. You're just about to be mad.
You know how I'll sneak it in? I'll be like, babe, let's watch The Harder They Fall.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to sit there. Ha! Turn it off. As soon as I hear that music and see them pop on screen. Nope.
I'll have the remote. You won't ever know.
Snatch that TV off the wall.
I'll be like, they wrote it themselves.
Yeah, I bet
baby.
They did. Just read the lyrics to me.
I'll be like, we can't record it. We just have to perform it live. Mm-hmm. That'll still break you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to run outside. Okay, none of your Marcus might be able to catch me, but he can't run the same.
I can't believe you would run from the love.
And then, so the rest of the stuff was cars. And, you know, like y'all saw, Cy drew a picture of me, gave me big jaws. Kag made me some stuff. And, of course, Amar gave me a bill. So I enjoyed it. We ended up going to the movies. And it was Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. Really wouldn't put it on the how many movies is that? Five?
I don't know.
Jurassic Park, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe yeah. 6. I don't know. It was definitely the last in as far as
rating it.
It's definitely the last. But yeah, it was good. Angel kept asking what I want to do. I was like, I just want to kick it with y'all. I ain't got nothing particular.
Well, I hope you felt loved on Father's Day.
I did. I always do.
We love you. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the best part of the day. You woke up to some good.
Hey. Woke up pre-urination sex. It was great. Got a little treat at the beginning and everything. Hey, man. Wait a minute. It was awesome. You understand me? Had to lay back down after. Well, yeah, all right. Which one do the? Let's just sit here for a minute. That's what that was.
All right. Let's take you all to our next sponsor of today.
Let's talk about it. What is it?
ZocDoc.
ZocDoc.
No one knows what you're looking for in a doctor better than you, and no one is better at giving you the tools to find the perfect doctor than ZocDoc. The people who created ZocDoc found major pain points in healthcare, all the things that weren't working, and said enough, and they made booking a doctor surprisingly pain-free. This is something that we're using with my mother right now. She just relocated back to California, so she needs all these different doctors. She needs a primary care physician, a doctor to deal with her cataract surgery, as well as a doctor to deal with some of her joint stuff, because y'all know she had shoulder surgery during the pandemic. So ZocDoc, because a lot of those doctors we have never had to actually have. We have never had to have those specialty care doctors that she needs. And ZocDoc allows us to be able to get her good referrals for doctors that she can use. So finding a doctor and booking a doctor who's right for you doesn't need to be a terrible experience. Will they take your insurance, understand your needs, or be available when you can see them? With ZocDoc, the answer can be refreshingly pain-free yes. There are some amazing doctors out there, but really the only ones that matter are the ones that actually take your insurance. With ZocDoc, you can focus on doctors who are in-network, putting you on a path to see doctors who are right for you. No more wasting time hunting down Aunt Shirley's cash-only chiropractor or dentist your coworker recommended who's out of network. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Read up on local doctors, get verified patient reviews, and see what other real human beings had to say about their visit. So when you walk into the doctor's office, you set up to see someone in-network who gets you. Go to ZocDoc.com, choose a time slot, and whether you want to see the doctor in person or do a video visit, and just like that, you're booked. Find the doctor that's right for you and book an appointment that works for your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. It's our go-to whenever we need to find or book a doctor. In the chaotic world of healthcare, let ZocDoc be your trusted guide to find a quality doctor in a way that is surprisingly pain-free. With ZocDoc, you can get your docs in a row. Go to ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
And download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
Now, this next company that we're going to talk about has got my children looking so cute. As you all know, two of our children are now in glasses. And we wanted to make sure that they have a really great experience with their eyewear. I wore glasses when I was younger, and I can tell you right now, I did not have the experience that my children are having. So what's great about this company, which is called Pair. They allow you to really put your personality into your glasses. And sometimes we have a lot of different facets to our personality. Sometimes we are very mod and very classic. So a black frame works perfectly, or maybe a tortoise frame works perfectly. Or if you're like my son, Sai, who you're bright and colorful, you might want a rainbow tie-dye type of glasses frame, correct? Or let's say you want to be able to have prescriptive sunglasses, but you don't want to have a whole separate pair of glasses for that. Well, Pair makes all of that happen. You are a unique mashup of all of your favorite things and a multitude of ways to express yourself. Celebrate all of who you are and explore who you can be with customizable prescription glasses from Pair Eyewear. So what's a couple of things that we really love about Pair? One, they have the virtual try on. So we were actually able to try the frames on Sai, and so he got to see them on himself virtually and pick the shape that he wanted, the shape that he felt like matched his face the most. Then we also looked at different colors. So his favorite color is blue, so we got him the blue, I do believe it's blue tortoise. And then we got to go through the various top frame looks. So this is where a pair, I feel like, stands above the rest. Through the use of magnets, you're able to change the top of your frame out. So while the base frame for my son is blue tortoise and for little Marcus, it's black, they both have different frames that they're able to put on top. So Sai has a rainbow tie-dye for a different top frame when he wants to look fun, right, and be his goofy self. He also has a galaxy sunglasses that he's able to put on top if we're out in the sun, where he still has the prescriptive lenses underneath the sunglass lenses. And the same thing for little Marcus. He has his base frame is black. His top frame is half white, half black, so it looks very fashion forward. And then his sunglasses are also the white and black. Super duper easy without having to keep track of 18 million actual glasses. So base frame started about $60, including prescriptive lenses. There are hundreds of top frame designs to match whichever base you choose. You get started by choosing your base frame with options from square to cat eye. Every frame comes with six different colorways, including basic black to the remixed tortoise. Then pick your top frame and build a collection to match your personality. Fiercely individual and leading by example, a single company creates an illusion of choice in the eyewear industry and keeps prices artificially high. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm understanding what I'm trying to say. I think I read that right. Pair Eyewear has forged their own way and designs all their looks in-house. There we go. So you get high-quality eyewear at a fraction of the price.
Artificially. I get it.
A pair for a pair. For every pair purchased, Pair provides glasses and vision care for children around the world. So get glasses that as unique as you are. One pair, infinite style, starting at $60. Go to paireyewear.com/argue.
Argue.
For 15% off your first order. That's 15% off at paireyewear.com/argue.
Argue.
I even have to say, when I had taken the glasses that little Marcus wears to the eye doctors for them to look at, they were like, these are cute. Where did they come from? So I'm telling y'all right now, they legit. So.
Was happening.
You ready for the topic of the day?
Mm-hmm.
The topic of the day I thought was super duper interesting, and I thought it would be fun. It's tell me something I don't know. After being married for almost 15 years, there are few, if any, stories that we haven't heard. But today we're going to challenge ourselves to dig deep into our memories and tell one another, something that we've never told each other before.
See, this is how I know our producer ain't married. Because anything we ain't told each other, we are dying with. All right? We ain't going to tell each other. No. Ever. Them twins, girl, you ain't going to know about them.
I know. That's what I said, too.
Yeah. I heard stories. I said, I don't want to hear it. She ain't tell me.
So I'm going to have you start because I know you said you got three in the chamber.
Let me see. Did I tell you about the prostitution house we tried to get into?
No, you didn't.
All right,
wow.
So
this is so basic. I can't wait to hear this.
We was probably, let me see, I think I was like 17 at the time. And I was the youngest out of the group, but wasn't none of us in like 20s yet, right? I was like probably 16 at the time. And my this is in Georgetown. So
of course, Georgetown. Yeah, prostitution.
It's like, it was like Asian, like an Asian theme, like on the outside, and like I guess the people on the inside were too. So they kept talking about it. I was like, yeah, let's just go. Let's just go and see if we can get in. Teenagers with a driver's license and nothing to do. So we go. Of course, we all laughing and giggling. So we knock on the door. Everybody straightens up. Lady comes to the door. She's like, excuse me. You know, I'm not going to do the accent because that's going to sound horrible.
And racist.
And racist, yeah. And we're like, we'd like to come in. She's like, no. No, she just keeps saying no. She was like, you're not old enough. We're like, yeah, we are old enough. She's like, no, you got to be 21. And then was like, I'm 22 today. It's my birthday. She's lying. And we were sitting there just trying our best to talk this lady to let her in. She's like, no. And as we standing there trying to get in, we just see like the most disgusting looking men. Just like, and she's calling him out by name. Oh, Larry, you know, come on in. It's like, how you going to, you don't see us?
She was like,
well, because he raised his shirt up. Look at his six pack. I don't know if I've ever told you that, but yeah.
You absolutely. I did not tell me that.
Well, there you go.
Was this before or after you lost your virginity if you were 16?
Why you? It ain't nobody's business. Is
it? I'm just saying, were you trying to make this
16,
your first?
17? No. I lost my virginity by then. I wasn't the first, no.
If you were like, this is how I want to go out in a brothel.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. It ain't like I knew what I was doing then either.
I feel like you've heard every story. Every time I click to a story in my head, I'm like.
That's what I'm saying. I just got a bunch of like devious things we did back in the day.
Did I tell you how I almost killed my friends when I fell asleep driving?
I have heard plenty of you stories of you falling asleep driving, so I don't know if I heard about that one.
So it was my best friend's bachelorette party, Nina's. We were headed to Indiana. I think it was like Black Expo or something. We were staying at one of my soror's houses, one of my profites. And so we went out. I remember Big Tigger, that was when he was still hot.
In the basement.
Yeah. He was at a club. We went to that club. We went to a strip club. I think that might have been the first time I went to a strip club. And I remember thinking, ooh, it smelled like skin in here. I was like, I don't like that smell. I didn't know what I would think a strip club would actually smell like. And I remember the dude taking Nina up on stage, and she had on a skirt, but her undergarments, she had on a thong. And the way he ended up flipping and switching her, cheeks was out. I was like,
Don't surprise me about Nina.
It should surprise you about that at a strip club.
I know. That's
curious.
What you're there to do.
I was just grateful she had them draws because it could have been a whole different story. But then we got on the road. I feel like we stayed up. We were out until the wee hours, and we got on the road that same night. And so it was turning morning. I was the one with the car. I had my Toyota Corolla, and at the time it was pretty new. Because it was a 2003, and it was 2003. And I fell asleep multiple times while driving, waking up while we were getting ready to run into the, you know how when
the guardrail?
It wasn't even the guardrail anymore. It was, you know, when there's construction and they put up
the K-rail? The concrete barrier?
There you go.
God dang, girl.
We were all going to be dead. They never knew.
They finding out right now.
Right now they finding out. It was definitely, I was like, well, we might just die. This might be the end of it. She might not make it to her wedding, but oh well, we had a good time.
Yeah, went out good.
That's one story that I can think of. Come on.
God dang, Angel.
What? Why you got dang it?
Got these, we went to a strip club. Like, we went to a prostitution. did I tell you about the... I don't know. Is it considered stealing a car if you have the keys?
Yes, if you don't have permission to have it.
We have permission. So we had it was a car wash for the church.
If you are using it for anything besides what they said, it is stealing.
Well, we had washed the car. All right. It was good business that day. We was raising money to, I don't know where we were trying to go as the youth group. And of course, I ain't going to say whose car, but somebody watching might figure out whose it was. They had a Camaro at the time. And, you know, they had drove it around. They was like, well, a lot of people was like, we'll be back. Because I think somebody else was like frying fish somewhere in a, you know, somewhere. This is out in New Zion. So,
of course.
Somewhere else. So we were, as we were washing the cars, we had the station, somebody hosing down, sudsing up, pull forward, dry it off, vacuum, pull it over into the field, park it. You know, just had a whole assembly line like it going. Well, somebody came with the Camaro. We had washed it, and it's always my cousins. It was never me. So one of my cousins, he drives the Camaro back into the field, big open field.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just do a couple donuts? So
this sounds like all of your stories.
We hear, woo, we step around the corner, and this car is like flying through this field, just spinning. We don't sit and watch. We run. I jump on the hood. My boy jumps on the roof of the car. We holding on.
You don't want to live.
Yeah. But again, I don't know if it was technically stealing a car. It was just, yeah, we did donuts in a Camaro in the field. But I mean, again, this is Kentucky. It ain't too much to do. You weren't grown. You didn't have a childhood if you didn't do a donut or two yet.
Is that right?
By that age.
Okay.
But then we had to wash the car again because it got dirty. It got real dirty a second time around.
Did I tell you about the time I got in a car wreck with Daisy when I was 16 and that was the cause of it?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you about that after I tell you about our last sponsor of today's podcast. And we are so grateful and so thankful that this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. So life can be overwhelming, all right? And many people are burnt out even without knowing it. Symptoms can include a lack of motivation, feeling helpless, trapped, attachment, fatigue, and more. I know sometimes it's hard, especially being people of color, to even recognize when we're burnt out, because half of our life we'd be burnt out and it just feel like this is just the way life is. We're just supposed to keep plugging away. And if things get hard, you just keep plugging away. Well, it's after just celebrating Juneteenth. If that doesn't give you some sort of power, hopefully, and strength to decide enough is enough and I need help, because this is no way to live life. This is no way to feel like I have to be. Definitely doing check-ins with yourself is great to see where you are, but having someone that's able to help show you the signs that you are burnt out and that you have so much on your shoulders that it's too much for you to bear, and having them work through healthy ways to bring you out of that burnout, as well as come up with healthy strategic ways to lighten that load. Life is not meant to be suffered through. And I think that's something that we've adapted as a policy of just dealing with as minorities in America. But enough is enough. We should be able to have moments of happiness, have moments of feeling like we are actually walking in freedom and liberation. And BetterHelp is a great way to take those steps to actually living the type of life you actually want. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Is this going to cause an argument? Listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's BetterHelp.com/argue.
Argue.
So, I don't know if I was even 16 yet. I think I was getting ready to turn 16. And my sister Daisy was like, you want to drive? And I was like, yeah, right? I don't even think I had a permit. We were in the neighborhood that we lived on the street that I lived on. We didn't have far to travel. She let me drive up the street. I stopped at the stop sign, and then we drove some more. And right as we were turning into the driveway, I was like, which pedal is brake?
Oh, no.
And which pedal is gas? Couldn't remember.
You forgot that quick?
Yes. I still sometimes forget today. To this day, I'll be like, which one is it? Which one is it? But it don't be in, like, moments where it's like, now or never.
Yet.
No, it was definitely like if I have been sitting too long or something, like my brain will be like, wait, is it left or right? I know the feel of one between the other, but sometimes my brain is like, is it on the left or is it on the right?
I know eventually you're going to read about a condition that makes you forget simple stuff. Like, it was like, that's what I have.
No, more than likely it's my dyslexia. It's the trying to remember the which one is on the left. I know that the brake is the bigger one, but like, which side is it on? I sometimes be like, now which one? So I have to feel before I press sometimes. Anyways, I didn't press anything.
Something to stop us.
And it was our next door neighbor's fence. Because I started the turn into the driveway, and I was like, oh no, I need to slow down some. And I was like, but if I press the gas, I'm going to run through their yard. If I don't press anything, we're not going to get very far, because I'm only going, like, by this time I was going less than 10 miles an hour, but that's still fast to turn into a driveway.
The fact that you could think through something like that, of the consequences of doing the worst thing, mm-hmm. and then deciding, I'm just not going to press anything, but couldn't remember.
Daisy was like, Angel, hit the brake. And I was like,
she just being stubborn again. She ain't listening.
She's like, Angel, hit the brake. And I remember seeing that fence just crumble underneath the car. I was like, Daisy was like, what happened? I said, I didn't remember which one was the brake. She was like, why do you? I could have put the emergency brake on. I was like,
I said, she did that anyway.
I was like, I didn't.
Oh, that's a brake too.
So my mom and brother, brother-in-law, my mom and brother Ron had to, you know, repair the neighbor's fence, but they were okay with it. They were like, oh, it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah, that's some old school neighbors.
Well, we lived in a rich white neighborhood. So they were just like, we're sure you guys can afford it. It's okay. It was a white picket fence. But yeah, I remember that so clearly. I remember it was getting dark. Because I remember seeing the lights hit the fence first. The lights of the car. And then just
planks and splinters just flying up into the air.
Oh, my God. Today, I was like, oh, man. Daisy was like, Angel. I was like, I did not know which one to do. Victory was a baby then. I don't think she was in the car. She might have been. Victory was a little baby. I was her favorite.
Just thought of another one. I know I didn't tell you about this one.
I know you got plenty of stuff.
Nah, this one just popped in my mind. Man. I ain't trifling. So we used to go to like Parks and Rec, right? Mm-hmm. And this was, again, in a city that I did not go to school in. So I didn't know people outside of the people that I was associated with my cousins or people they went to school with. So most people I didn't know. But I got a big family, so still knew a lot of people. So we would go swimming, I think, every Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, one of them days we'll go swimming
parks pools.
Yeah, parks pools or whatever. And it was a lot of different parks, so different places would go at different times. Mm-hmm. So every now and then we would be there at the time of another park that we weren't usually there with.
Wait a minute,
like another group. What?
Real quick, you know I forget what is the brake and the gas when I did that to you in your car.
Oh, my God. Yes, I do remember that.
You remember? And I just pressed on this.
Angel. just real quick. Let me tell you how that real quick. My first car, I ain't let nobody drive that goddamn car. My Taurus show. It was 97. High output V8. I love that car. That's the car that I picked up Angel with in our first date. And she was too much of a hood rat to know that I needed to get out and open up the door for her.
That's right.
Anyway, so at the time, I was it was me, my boy Marcus, my boy Reese. We was all roommates, and because I had the newest of the cars, they all had like a one had a Cutlass, one had a Regal, older cars that would let me park in the garage. So that garage was tricky because the owner, because we were renting the house, the owner had shelves built, and then the driveway went at a slight angle. So backing in was tricky, even for me, and I did it every day. Angel wanted to back in. I was like, Angel, this is a little tricky. Nope. You know, Angel being her, I got it. I know what I'm doing.
I did.
Bullheaded. I'm like, it's not a battle I'm willing to fight right now. I was like, all right, fine. So I'm standing there. I'm just like, just remember, you got to turn. It's going to look like you can go straight back, and you can't. You have to go a little bit of an angle. It's going to feel weird. I know what I'm doing. I know how to drive. Fine. Angel starts backing up. She's getting close to the wall. I'm like, all right. All right. She hits the wall, eases into the wall, and then hits the gas. Woo! And continues to.
That's not how you mistelling the story.
Emma.
I ease into the wall, like you said, in the back.
Yeah.
I ease into the wall. And you said, all right, that's enough. Press the brake. And because he's fussing.
This is my fault now.
Yeah, you fussing at me. You made me nervous. And I told you that. You made me nervous because I am, even though I've fallen asleep and I've ran over a fence, I'm a very competent driver by this time, in the time that we met at 27. Not 27, shoot, 24. And, yeah, him yelling at me. He's like, put the brake. I'm on that gas. Luckily, though, I was
all damn near 400 and some horses.
Just I'm already connected to the wall, so it wasn't like I hit the wall.
No, she wasn't hitting the wall. She was slowly pushing the wall out of the back of the garage.
I was pushing things. It wasn't hitting the car any harder, so that's I felt like.
I mean, you talking about my baby. Like, my first car, I used to take care of that thing. Like nobody's business.
Because he fussed at me. You fussed. Because I did. It was like a soft, like I did a soft roll into, and it was like.
It was like a Bruce Lee, you know, the 1-inch Bruce Lee punch where he just be knocking people down. Like an inch from their chest. That's what it was. It was just like. And then somebody just pressed all their power into your fist, into your face. It's like, I ain't going to put you, but I'm going to touch my fist to your face real soft and then put all my might into it.
Yeah. As soon as he started fussing, I was like, I don't like no man yelling at me. And he fussed at me.
Anyway, Parks and Rec. We at the pool. It's a different group of people, different parks there. I don't know any of these people, but I still know all my cousins. But they know everybody. Again. Because we in Bay City. All these little girls is out. They know, this is so-and-so. We all getting introduced. We young. I don't even think I'm Marcus. I think I'm younger than Marcus at this point. Anyway, we in the pool. Everybody's wrestling and playing. Two of these girls is flirting with me. And at this point, I'm extremely shy. Mm-hmm. And these girls were well-developed at this age. So, you know, we just wrestling, playing or whatever. Me being my age, I get an erection.
Oh, bless your heart.
In the swimming pool. Oh, no. So, you know, the public pools. They let you, if you below a certain age, they blow the whistle and you got to
get out.
I know the whistle's about to come. So I'm like, I'm trying to get away from these chicks. Like, she's like, I'll come back, girl. Shut up. Leave me alone. So I purposely go to like the deeper end in the middle. I'm like, hold on, I'm going to get some. I'm trying to play it off because I know once they blow this whistle, at least I'm trying to give myself time to come down. Uh-huh. So I go to the middle, and I'm like, oh, dear God, please. So I remember where my towel was, like, by the little bit by the pool, but it was by the fence. So, sure enough, by the time, because I could see the lifeguards, they all get back to their stations right before they blow. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm getting over. By the time I get to the middle, I'm still, like, full brick, right?
No.
So I'm in the middle. Luckily, the pool a little cold, so it's going to help my situation. You know, help the swelling go down, you know, help the inflammation. So by the time they start blowing the whistle, I'm like, oh God. So I'm slowly making my way back. I'm acting like I'm struggling and I don't go to the closest ladder. I go to the farthest away ladder, but it's further away from my towel.
Oh no.
So by the time I get out, it still ain't all the way down, but luckily wasn't nobody over it. So I'm like running, facing the fence, and I get my towel and wrap it around me and sit down so quick.
Bless your heart.
Oh, so being that age is the worst. Sitting in class, having to stand up and do random stuff, always the worst.
You got to worry about that as a girl. Now, what I did have to worry about.
You got to do the tuck, though, the tuck up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It feels good, too. Oh, no. The tuck up, it has it, and it feels good.
I was in high school, 17 years old, thinking, getting ready to graduate. There was this dude. I was in the YMCA Black Achievers. There was this dude who I did not know, but when we had our banquet, he was one of the guys that was also a part of the banquet. Like, as far as in one of the students that was going to be recognized, he was going to be going to West Point. He was really attractive. All the girls was like, who was this? Well, I ended up being sat next to him. Now, at the time, I had on this, like, satin dress with this strapless, but, like, I was so small. Cleavage at the time, I had put in like inserts to help like the dress lay right. And so he's like talking to me. His name was Andrew. He's talking to me and stuff. This one girl who really wanted attention is such a hater. One of my inserts had started to come up, right? So the dress was like a V, and then I had this like sheer shawl underneath it. So it wasn't like I was creating, like I was still 17. So it wasn't like I was creating like massive cleavage. It was just so the dress didn't look like it was sitting on a boy, in my opinion. So the insert is underneath the sheer shawl, but coming out of the dress. It's sitting like a huge tan triangle. So it don't match nothing. I got on maroon and my skin's brown. So it's just out. She was like, now she could have easily been like, hey, Angel. Okay. She was like, Angel, what's that coming out your bra? And I was like, oh, my bra's coming apart. And I just stuffed that thing right back. I was so mad at her. So I made sure that dude got my number. Number 12. I was like, guess what? You ain't going to be talking to nobody tonight. I'm going to land this deal, even though, like yourself, way too shy for this to happen. I was like, you want my number? So embarrassed by it. So embarrassed. But I've had so many snafus. When
I was going
to
say, that was the first of many. Yeah. Angel had so many wardrobe malfunctions since we've been together.
Oh, yeah. That is just, it was one of many. And the girl wasn't my friend. She was just a hater. She really wanted his attention. He was going to, like, he was a scholar. He was going to West Point. So it was just like, oh, this dude is going somewhere. Like, and he was our age and he was black. I was like, yes, but it didn't work out because he lived in Frankfurt, and so we had to have phone cards to call each other. It was getting too expensive to talk to him. I was like, it's not going to work out. It's not going to work out. Well, you guys, hopefully you enjoyed today's. Oh, did we ever do the question?
No, we didn't do the question.
Oh, it's not over. Hold on. Oh, my God. We have a question, an audience question.
I know. We could have went without them knowing about my erection story.
You wanted to tell it. Here we go. We have an audience question from Sherry C.
Hey, fam. Just curious, would you all be open to doing a reality series based around your family?
In the tradition, the way they do reality shows, absolutely not. Because in actuality, reality shows are extremely scripted. And we've dealt with, like, I guess it would be considered a reality show before. And I hated them people. I hated the crew, dealing with the camera people, them, you know, setting up or doing stuff, and then you all having a conversation, and then they want you to have the conversation again because it's not on camera. No, y'all should have caught it. Mm-hmm. So just in that realm of it, I wouldn't do it. And I'm a private person. I don't know how much footage they would have to catch to make it an actual show. But for one, I don't want to have to follow a script like that if it's going to be real. But two, I don't know how much I would have to let them in our lives in order for them to get enough, which I feel like it would have to be a lot. And for me, I'd be like, nah. Now, if they're cutting the right check, run it.
Mm-hmm.
Run it.
My answer is like Marcus's. It's a yes and a no. Doing vlogs, you know, we are the producers, the editor. Nothing that we don't want to, you know, make it to air makes it to air. And even if we realize, oh, hindsight, that shouldn't have been in there, we can easily take the episode down. Mm-hmm. Where with reality TV, there are so many other people that have final say that aren't us. So I would have to, we would both have to be in a different position of power. Like when I think of like Tia and Tamera, I feel like you could tell they had a lot of say. So even though they had their own like little family quarrels and stuff, you could tell they had a lot of say so in how they were portrayed. I also would want it not to be our family being the main focus. Like if we had a family business, like when I think of the that famous white couple, it's Joanne and somebody else. They now have an entire TV network. These people are just balling out of control. They have a, what you call it? A home renovation show, like a home decor show. So the show, while it does play off of the chemistry both of them have, is more so about what they are creating as a couple than it is picking apart at their family and looking for all the drama within their family.
That makes sense. Like if you do a reality show based on something that we've built following that, like Mama Likes or whatever, or Man Shit or whatever, anything else we got going on, I would be all about that. But as far as our family involving kid, like, nah.
Yes, Joanne and Chip Gaines. I've also signed up to be a part of someone else's. The show didn't end up going, but it would just depend. If it was not something like that, it would be one of us on a reality TV show where the other one might pop in every now and again, but it could not be about Marcus and Angel's marriage and family. Because we just, we have a lot of, Marcus, like he said, is very private. I want to give my kids some privacy in their adolescence as they grow up, because they're going to make lots of mistakes. I still make mistakes. I have a thicker skin than what my kids do right now.
Our friends. It's like we don't have any friends. Not, I take it back. We do have friends, but we don't have friends, a lot of friends that don't have their own platforms or doing something. And we got to be cognizant of, like, you know, Quinn, Breisha, Marquise, like all these people. It's just like, that's the people we hang around. And it's just like, those people are a big part of our lives. So to not include them in that is just like, or we wouldn't want to include them in that, because that's putting their stuff on blast too.
Yeah. So that was a good question, Sherry. Yeah. But if any network is looking, they can still pitch to us and we can see how we can tweak it if they're talking the right
pitch
amount.
Pitch on.
Amen? All right, you guys, we are so happy that you all sat with us during this episode. Again, make sure you check out our sponsors, Shopify, HelloFresh, ZocDoc, Pair Eyewear, and BetterHelp. Please use our codes, our links. Let them know we sent you, because when you use them, you are supporting us. Mm-hmm. Also, if you would have liked to seen all the hilariousness that started before this podcast even pressed record today, and or be able to submit an audience question, please join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. You can find me, That Chick Angel, across all platforms at That Chick Angel, except for Twitter, which is Angel the Actress. TikTok, I am That Chick Angel TV. Tell them where they can find you, baby.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus and on the Gram, Facebook, Marcus and on the Book. You can find my Beard and Body Buddy. I heard a little bit about it earlier. It's called Man Shit. You can find that at manshit.com. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can also check me out on my other podcast called Let Us Tell It over on Tanksley TV and on other podcast platforms. That's a podcast with me and Greg Goosby, and we talking about men stuff and letting us tell it.
And be on the lookout for the drop of I Am Enough with Life's Journey later this week, I do believe. We actually have a meeting right after this podcast, so it'll be coming out, and those people who are part of my Patreon will be getting a discount. So be on the lookout.
Make sure y'all go check out the Crafts and Cocktails episodes on That Chick Angel TV.
And KOS app.
KOSS app, yeah.
All right. You guys, be blessed, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.